When I told you the other day about us putting the milk in the well, you know, to try to keep it cool, to have cool milk to drink.
In the northwest corner?
Yeah, in the northwest corner of the well.
What about the milk that went sour? What'd you do with that?
Well, a lot of people like to drink sour milk, and it makes, when it starts to sour, it goes to clabbering. You know, make clabbering, and like I say, we make those cottage cheese sometime out of it, and a lot of people like to eat clabber. I've eaten clabber.
Well, when you made the cottage cheese, did you put it in that cheesecloth like that and let it?
Oh, she used to put it in something and mash, just put it in a cloth and just mash all that juice part you get, try to get it as dry as possible and press it, try to press all the juice out of it, you know.
Oh, so that was...
And then you'd usually have to mix something else with it if you'd like to eat it. Make a lot of people like to eat a cottage, that stuff with a little milk and sugar and cream, you know, put a little, just...
Did you make a little, did you call that anything when you mixed it up like that together?
No, not necessarily, just still call it cottage cheese. And...
I mean, that stuff you put on it.
Hmm?
That stuff you put on it, did you call that anything like
that? Oh, no, just like you put on your... Just like you put cream and sugar on your post toasties or something like that, you know. Just put some on just to make it taste better.
So you didn't think you were going
to
make
it? You didn't eat that too much just by itself, that cottage cheese, you know.
Oh, I see. Did you make a sauce or something like that?
You just make it'd be kind of a dressing like, or either just put a little sugar and pour your little cream on it and... A lot of people just eat it like that. Put a little part of a teaspoonful of sugar and a little cream over it, you see, and eat it. It'd be just like eating your post toasties or oatmeal or something like that. Eat it just like that. Use it for the base product and put your other stuff on it.
Well, did your wife ever make anything like in a deep dish and put a layer of pastry or something in the bottom and then some? Chopped up apples or peas or something,
yeah.
Some more, like several layers.
Yeah. What'd
you call something like that?
Well, they call it some kind of a pie, but I don't know exactly the name that they call it, but anyway, she's made that a lot of times. But I don't know just exactly the name they do call it that day.
Would you call it a deep dish apple pie or a deep dish pie?
I don't know if I ever heard it called a deep dish pie.
Pie pie or something like that?
It's some kind of name, but I can't think of the name now that they do call that. I know exactly what you're talking about. They think a lot of put a layer of something in the layer or something else, you know, but I don't know just exactly the name that they give for that kind of a pie.
Did you ever see her make it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen my wife make it.
How did she do it?
I don't know. I just know. I'd just be around the kitchen when she was making one, you know, and she'd say she was making one of those pies, but I don't know just exactly how she made it.
Is that something you eat at dessert, or was it you eat between meals or what?
Well, we usually eat it just like we would a cake, a pie, kind of as a dessert, you know, just like that. We never did use just like that for between meals, about anything. The fact of it is, we never was much on eating nothing between meals. We just usually have our three meals a day, you know, and hardly ever eat anything between meals unless we have had something. I've come in, a coffee and cake or something like that, you know, maybe a piece of pie.
When you eat something, you know, say, get a little what to eat between meals?
Oh, some people say a little lunch or a little... refreshments, they say refreshments, you know, maybe they could eat a little something and drink, just coffee break if they drink coffee and eat cake, you know. Of course, they're mostly around these offices and things where you're working, they call it coffee breaks, you know.
How'd you make the coffee? How did you make the coffee?
We made coffee and when we first married, we had to make coffee in a coffee pot, you know, just have a coffee pot and put some coffee in the pot and boil it. And make it, and then later on, I got these percolators, you know, and make it in percolator. Now we're using instant coffee. That's the only coffee, unless we got company that don't like instant coffee. We what little coffee we drink here, what little coffee I drink, I use instant coffee. You know, just take it and make it, you know, just put it in there and pour a little hot water over it, and you got your coffee made.
How do you like your coffee?
I like it a little bit of cream and a little bit of sugar. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Yeah, I like a little cream and a little sugar. Not much of either one, but I like a little of either one. I don't care anything about it black.